Unit 3. Warm up 1.
1A. Listen to the conversation and underline the people whom Anna is going to see at her birthday party.
Perhaps we can arrange to have your birthday party in our country house.
Mm.
The weather's going to be nice, I think. At least, the weather forecast says so.
In the country house? I don't mind, but not all of my friends will be able to get there. Alan and Angela live too far from it.
This party is not for your friends, dear. This is going to be a family party.
Oh.
We don't get together very often, do we?
No, we don't, thank goodness.
Anna, you're not being fair to your relatives. You can't just ignore them like this. They love you.
Me too.
We need to discuss the list of guests then.
Okay, whom would you like to invite?
That's better. Well, first your grannies should be there, both Granny Julia and Granny Catherine.
I know they'll both bring me similar presents. They always do. I really haven't seen them for a long time, so I'm glad they'll come. I've missed them.
Then your Aunt Polly? Uncle George and your cousin Alexandra won't be able to come anyway, as they will still be on holiday in New York.
Mum, not Aunt Polly. She'll be talking about dieting and what everybody should eat in order to live up to age 150.
So what? She may give us some nice recipe for something tasty and healthy. And then her little son, Tommy, your cousin.
Oh, Tommy, is he coming? Oh, I adore him. He's so funny and entertaining. Look, Mum, as long as Tommy and my grannies are there, I don't care who else is invited. You can complete the list yourself, and I won't mind.
Does this mean that you don't mind if our neighbour, Aunt Mary, comes too?
No, I don't mind. Let her come.
OK. So, all in all, with you, me and Dad, there are going to be 8 of us.
Mm.
Now, about the menu.